السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also sisters of the madrasa, in this type of weather you are getting together here to take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to try and bring His love into our hearts is not going unnoticed. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is noticing, He is witnessing, He is seeing that these servants of mine, they could have also been distracted. They could have gone into their warm beds. They could have switched on the television and watched all the filth that is being dished out these days to pass their time in winter nights or cold nights. But these servants of mine, they are trying to bring my love into their hearts. They want to take my name. And they are seeking forgiveness for their sins. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not allow such du'as to go unanswered. It's just that sometimes there's a delay because there is wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in not giving us exactly what we are asking immediately. So sometimes there is a delay. And sometimes it's our weakness that we are not concerned about making our sustenance, our rizq, our livelihood halal. We are unconcerned whether it is coming from halal or haram sources. And if it did come through haram sources, then we are not concerned about rectifying, making amends. If we are owing people monies, if we are indebted to people, if we have taken something of someone, we have taken property that did not belong to us Islamically, we took it away because the will stated that so and so must be given this property, and that person was not the rightful heir according to Sharia. So the person has taken it. Now he doesn't have the courage, doesn't have the strength, doesn't have the himmat to part with what he has already got. He's prepared to raise his hands and make tawbah tawbah the whole night. And even if you ask that person to stay awake for a whole month and make istighfar at the Kaabatullah, he is prepared to do that. But you ask him to part with that property and give it to those to whom it is due, that is very difficult. So then how do we expect those du'as to be answered? It is only Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, it is His fazal, and sometimes due to charities that we give, or some du'as that we make, or some people having made du'as for us, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tides us over these type of problems. Because people who are making du'a for us, they have not committed sins with our bodies. They have committed sins with their bodies. But their tongues which are engaged in dua for us, that is accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We must not consider it as an insignificant thing, asking somebody to make dua for us. People like the Sahaba-e-Kiram, the Khulafa-e-Rashideen, and Nabi-e-Pak Sarasam himself, in one hadith it is mentioned, he told the Sahabi must make dua for him. Now imagine, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was teaching us a lesson. Otherwise, what was he in need of dua of anybody from the ummati? The ummatis were in need of his duas. So none of us should think that I am not in need of the dua of another person. Because the others are not committing sins with our bodies. Our hands are committing sins, our tongues are committing sins, our ears are committing sins. And as far as the other person is concerned, his hands, his feet, his eyes may be committing sins. But when he is making dua for the next person, then especially when it is behind the back of the person. In other words, the person is not even present there. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accepts those du'as. So we don't know with whose du'as we are walking about, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is protecting us from the calamities and from the disasters and from all the trials. We don't know. So these du'as that are being made here, we are making du'a. So many people are saying Ameen on that du'a. So in other words, each one is saying that, oh Allah, whatever is being asked, give it to each and everyone else that is present here. If we have to ponder over it, when dua is made in congregation, this is the benefit of that. That the person is making dua, everybody is saying Ameen. So in that Ameen, the person is including everyone that is there. Because the dua is being made, oh Allah, grant us this, bless us with this, and protect us from that. And the person is saying Ameen. That means all of us, whoever it is. And the entire ummah we are praying for. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not allow these things to go unwitnessed. Allah Ta'ala is witnessing it, and He has kept all this in ghaib so that we get that yaqeen from our hearts. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if He kept it such that every little ibadat we do, every zikr we make, every tilawat we make, every charity we give, straight away you can see it written on the walls and see it on the computers. You can pick it up on the internet, how much of sawab you got, because they say soon you'll get everything on the internet. So if you get everything, then if you picked it up there, then everyone after making subhanallah one time, they'll go and click there and see how much of sawab came. So Allah Ta'ala kept all these things in ghaib, that you must have that yaqeen, that my Allah is watching, my Allah is seeing, my Allah is hearing. Only if we can create that ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts, you will be surprised what heights it takes one to. Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that the sayer of a zahid, the person who is just an abid, is just a dry worshipper. He doesn't have the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't have that azmat of Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't have that yaqeen and tawakkul and trust in Allah Ta'ala. But he's making ibadat, some zikr, some tilawat. So he travels for a whole month. But at the end of the day, when he checks up, he has only traveled one day's journey. After traveling one month, he checks, he finds himself, he has only traveled one day's journey. And the person who is an arifin, from the amongst the arifin, then every sans of his, every breath of his, he is traveling to the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and coming up. For the arifin, just one breath of theirs takes them right up to the arsh. Therefore, one buzruk said that, where are you going to the Kaaba Sharif? Your mashuk is here, your mashuk is here. He said, you have already made hajj, farz hajj. Now come here. So the people made aitiraz. They said, how can he prevent them from going to Kaaba Sharif and saying, must come to his khanqa? Now that was a great wali of Allah, great arif. So they did not understand what he was... Then he asked them, he says that, have you recognized the Rabbul Bayt? You have recognized Baytullah, but have you recognized Rabbul Bayt? So he says, you come here, then you will recognize Rabbul Bayt. Then when you are going to go, you will see something else in the Kaaba Sharif. After that, you won't just see walls. At present, we go and sit around the Kaaba Sharif, we talk about all worldly things, because we don't see Rabbul Bayt there. The tajalli of Allah Ta'ala, how many of us can say, yes, our hearts have experienced that. So therefore, it is important that we carry out some sort of exercise for the purification of this heart. Create within our hearts that kind of love for Allah Ta'ala that it becomes easy after that to practice on all aspects of deen. So therefore I repeatedly say that those people who have a misunderstanding that what will these zikr majlises do, we just make zikr a little while, it is not the end. It is to create within the hearts that kind of love for Allah Ta'ala and that khawf of his azab and of jahannam, that it becomes extremely easy to give up all the evils and to do those things which are essential in our lives. And so many people, alhamdulillah, they are now claiming that, alhamdulillah, they are being able to do those things which they were never able to do in the past, and give up those sins which they never imagined they would be able to give up. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of increasing his remembrance. The more the noor of Allah ta'ala will come in the heart, the more easier it will become. And as present, my brothers and my sisters, we know we have tried our shoulders. It's a bazu bahut azmaya hue hai. We have tried so many times. We make tawbah, we break our tawbah. We make tawbah and break our tawbahs. So what else is there? There is no other way. We are not like those walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that stay steadfast. So for us, there is no other way except to increase that tawbah and istighfar, so that we become amongst the muttaqeen by means of the tawbah and istighfar, by fulfilling all the sharait and conditions of the istighfar. May Allah ta'ala give me and all the tawfiq wa akhra da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب اور ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. What can I do, O Allah, without your tawfiq? Whatever you decide, it will prevail. Far too long have I remained a useless person. Far too long in my life have I been sinning, and I have remained useless. I have remained in slumber and sleep, and in a state of indifference and negligence. O Allah, now get me up from this indifferent attitude, from this negligent attitude. How many times must we listen to the same hadiths and the same Quran Sharif ayats and still take no effect? So this is Khaja Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi. He is stating this, but it is not his condition. It is actually reflecting our condition. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na taufeeq ae khuda de. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں میں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. तेरे गुलिस्ता में सब गुल हैं, बस एक अगर हूं तो खार में हूं। ओ अल्लाह, इन योर गार्डन एवरी वन इज अ फ्लावर, इफ देर इज अ थॉर्न देन इट इज माई सेल्फ ओनली हु इज अ थॉर्न। रहे तलब में सवार सब है पयादा, मिसले गुबार में हूं। तेरे गुलिस्ता में सब गुल हैं, बस एक अगर हूं तो खार में हूं। मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो, बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूं। मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो, बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूं। रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर, बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूं। रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर, बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूं। हर दम करूं मैं ए मेरे बारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं में हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, इसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, इसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। हर दम करूं मैं ए मेरे बारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लूं में हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho, talab meri ho. Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho, meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahun mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah
sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah
sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے. پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے. ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ, الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ, 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 الا اللہ الا اللہ. La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے میرے پیارے رحیم کریم ستار غفار خدا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، او مائی کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ مرسیفل اللہ، او دا اللہ ہو ڈیئرلی لوز دا فورگیونیس آف دا سنز آف دا سنرز. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. یا اللہ وی آر یور سنفل سروینٹس، بٹ او اللہ وی آر اسٹریچنگ اور بیگنگ بولز بیفور یو. یو ہیو اٹیچ دیز بیگنگ بولز ٹو اور باڈیز سو دیٹ وی مے ایکسٹینڈ دم بیفور یو اینی پارٹ آف دا ڈے اور نائٹ. او اللہ دا مور وی ایکسٹینڈ دم بیفور یو دا مور ہیپی اینڈ پلیزڈ یو بیکم. او اللہ دا مور وی بیگ آف یو دا مور پلیزڈ یو بیکم. اف وی ڈونٹ بیگ آف یو یو بیکم انوائڈ اینڈ ڈسپلیزڈ. او اللہ وی آر ناٹ بیگنگ آف ہیومن بیئنگز، وی آر ایکسٹینڈنگ our hands before you. Oh my Allah, ey mere pyare khuda, ey mere rahim kareem Allah, agar tu ne maaf nahi kiya to tu bata ke hum gando ko kaun maaf karega. Oh Allah, we cannot purchase forgiveness in the bazaars. Ya Allah, we can purchase food items in the bazaars, we can purchase our clothing in the shopping complexes. Oh Allah, we can purchase our cars in the shopping complexes. Oh my beloved Allah, we can purchase all our needs in the shopping area. But oh Allah, we cannot purchase forgiveness. Forgiveness is in your hands, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeking forgiveness from you. We are turning towards you, for we have recognized you as our Rabb. We have recognized you as our Kareem Rabb. Kareem is the one who gives to people without them deserving. Oh my Allah, we know that we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. If the earth has to open up and swallow each and every one of us, if the gale force winds have to destroy us, if the flood waters have to destroy us, we know that we are deserving of that. But oh my beloved Allah, you are the one who gives to those people who are deserving of your punishment, you give to them your rahmat and your mercy and your forgiveness. Therefore we are stretching our hands before you. Oh my beloved Allah, we have recognized you as our Rabb. Ya Allah, we are confessing before you. We are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, all the sins that we committed in our past life, forgive them. From the time we became a mature up till now, whatever sins we have committed, forgive them. Ya Allah, there was nothing hidden from your sight. You were well aware of everything that we were doing. Ya Allah, what we did in our young days, what we did in our school and college days. Oh Allah, what we did after that. Ya Allah, what we are doing in our old age. Nothing is hidden from your sight. You are hearing everything, oh my Allah. You are seeing everything, oh my Allah. Allah. You know everything, O my Allah. If it had been another merciless Allah, He would have seized us the moment we saw haram. He would have seized us the moment we touched haram. He would have seized us the moment we walked towards haram. He would have seized us the moment we did anything that was haram. But O Allah, how forgiving and kind You are, that in spite of our sins, how merciful You are, that You are giving us so much to eat, You are giving us so much to drink, You are giving us so much to wear, You are giving us such beautiful modes of transport, You are giving us beautiful homes to live in. Hey, mere Allah, Tujh jaisa Rahim Kareem Khuda koi nahi, bas Tu hi Tu hai, Tu hi Tu hai, Tu hi Tu. Hey, mere Allah, hamara tere siwa koi nahi. There is no one for us besides You, O my Allah. Who can we turn towards besides You? Our lives are in Your control. Our sight in Your control. Our hearing in Your control. Our speech in Your control. Our heart, liver and lungs in Your control. Everything in Your control. O my beloved Allah, who can we turn towards besides You? Hey, mere pyare Khuda, Tu hi hamara malik hai. Tu hi hamara khaliq hai. Tu hi rahim kareem Allah hai. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, there was no question of darkness for You. Oh my beloved Allah, we were fooling ourselves. And we are still fooling ourselves when we draw the curtains and commit sins. Oh Allah, we think that nobody is watching. Oh my beloved Allah, we consider everybody else as having sight, but oh Allah, the only one we consider blind is You. Hey, mere Allah, ab to hame is jurme azeem ko maaf farma. Oh Allah, forgive this major sin of ours that we consider You blind and we consider everybody else as seeing. Hey, mere Allah, let us consider everybody else as blind and the only one seeing and hearing and knowing everything as Yourself. Hey, mere pyare Khuda, gunahon se hifazat farma. Ya Allah, gunah karte karte hum khud bhi thak gaye. Oh my Allah, we ourselves have become tired of sinning. How much more are we going to sin on this earth of Yours? Ya Allah, how much more advantage are we going to take of Your ni'mats? Ya Allah, how much of more abuse are we going to make of the given gifts of Yours? Ya Allah, every gift of Yours we use for Your disobedience. Ya Allah, hum jaise namak haram koi nahi, teri hi ni'maton ko tere khilaf istemal karte hai. We use Your very given gifts against You, O my Allah. O my Allah, if some human being has to give us a gift and thereafter we abuse that gift, the person will become angry and annoyed, and then he will never give us a gift of that nature again. O Allah, but You are such that in spite of all our disobedience, You are still giving us so much of ni'mat. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere repentance. Ya Allah, do not let us walk on this earth like munafiqs, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the hearts that You give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ya Allah, with Your power of jazm, make us Yours. We know that we don't have the strength of the awliya. We know that we don't have the strength of the siddiqeen. O my Allah, we are extremely weak servants of Yours. Hey, mere Allah, nafs and shaitan have made us their slaves. Hey Allah, take us out of the slavery of nafs and shaitan and make us Your slaves, O my Allah. The slavery of nafs and shaitan has brought us nothing in our lives except misery and worries and anxieties and problems. Hey mere Allah, jitne hum gunah karte hai, itni pareshani badhti hai. The more sins we commit to satisfy our nafs, the more our problems are increasing. Oh Allah, the more sins we commit to get satisfaction, oh my Allah, the more restlessness is increasing. Hey mere Allah, give us the realization that there is no happiness and no satisfaction except in Your remembrance, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Your positive remembrance and negative remembrance. Ya Allah, the positive remembrance, the namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, ibadat and tilawat, and the negative zikr, oh Allah, to stay away from haram, to stay away from zina, to stay away from adultery, to stay away from fornication. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to stay away from the cinemas and theatres. Give us the tawfiq to stay away from the casinos. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to stay away from the vice dens of the world. Hey Allah, give us the tawfiq to stay away from all the filth that is being dished out by the television screen. Hey Allah, we are seeing what is happening to children. We are seeing what is happening to adults. We are seeing how people are being affected. But oh my beloved Allah, we are not taking any lessons from it. Hey Allah, give us a life that we take lessons from everything that's happening around us. Ya Allah, give us health. Oh my beloved Allah, we are sick and ailing. Give us complete health, physical and spiritual health. Oh Allah, so many brothers and sisters of ours. Ya Allah, so many people, their parents are sick and ailing. So many people, their family members are ailing. Oh my Allah, whoever is sick and ailing in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bless them all with complete and perfect physical health and spiritual health. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that at times sickness and ill health and poverty and diseases and trials and tests, oh Allah, they are for elevation of status and position. They are for forgiveness of sins. They are for many other reasons, but oh Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Do not test us with poverty. Do not test us with sickness and ill health. Oh Allah, do not test us with any kind of difficulties and problems. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Oh my Allah, just forgive us with your mercy and your kindness. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hai, hum zaif hai, hum nada hai, hum gunegar hai, hum badkar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gande hai, hum namak haram ہے لیکن میرے خدا تو پاک کرنے والا خدا ہے تو ناپاکوں کو پاک کرنے والا خدا ہے you are that Allah who purifies those who are impure oh my Allah our hearts are impure all the filth is in our hearts of malice of greed of pride of anger of evil passions and desires oh my Allah if only our hearts have to be opened out ya Allah people will spit upon us hey میرے Allah there's so much of filth in our hearts of malice and of greed and of pride and of anger and of all kinds of haram. Hey Allah, tu humare qulub ko paak farma. Ya Allah, give us a complete purification of our hearts. Ya Allah, give us the hearts that you give to your anbiya. Give us the hearts that you give to your awliya. Give us the hearts that you gave to the sulaha. Ya Allah, give us the hearts that you gave to the sulaha. Hey, mere Allah, draw us towards you with your power of jaz. Ya Allah, do not let us remain slaves of nafs and shaitan. Take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan and make us your slaves, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. It is not difficult for you, oh my Allah, to bless a childless couple with a child. Oh Allah, it is not difficult for you to make rich the person who is poor. It is not difficult for you to make the person who is sick and ailing get good health and good strength. Hey, mere Allah, tere liye koi mushkil nahi. Your treasures are unlimited, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeking good health from your treasures. We are seeking respect from your treasures. Ya Allah, we are seeking the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with zuhud, with shukr, with sabr, with qanaat, with tawakkul, with yaqeen, with zuhud, with marifat, with yaqeen. Hey, mere Allah, hum sab ko apna bana le. Make us yours, oh my Allah. How long are we going to remain the friends of our enemies, nafs and shaitan? Ya Allah, how long are we going to remain friends of those who are our declared enemies, nafs and shaitan? Ya Allah, whereas you are our wali, Allah, you are our creator, you are our malik and our khaliq, and you are most beloved. Oh Allah, you are compassionate, you are kind, and you are forgiving. Oh my Allah, make us yours. For if you become ours, then everything is ours. If you are not ours, then nothing is ours. Ya Allah, our children will not be the coolness of our eyes. Our properties will not give us happiness and satisfaction. Ya Allah, our businesses will not give us any kind of comfort and peace. Ya Allah, there will be nothing but restlessness in our lives. Our beautiful mattresses will not give us sleep. Our beautiful homes will not give us comfort. Ay, mere Allah. But if you are ours, then even in shacks, the person will get peace and happiness. Oh Allah, even in poverty, he will have happiness and satisfaction. Even in sickness, oh my Allah, his heart will be connected with you. And he will have a kind of satisfaction and tranquility. Nothing will disturb the tranquility of his heart. Ya Allah, make us yours. Agar ek to nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek to nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zabi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zabi meri. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. हे मेरे अल्लाह, चारों तरफ से मुसलमानों के दुश्मन मुसलमानों को घेरने की और बर्बाद करने की और खत्म करने की फिक्र में है। ओ माय अल्लाह, द एनिमीज ऑफ इस्लाम एंड द मुस्लिम्स आर ट्राइंग एवरीथिंग टू डिस्ट्रॉय इस्लाम एंड द मुस्लिम्स, बट ओ माय बिलवड अल्लाह, वी आवरसेल्व्स आर द कॉज ऑफ हार्म टू इस्लाम। ए मेरे अल्लाह, वी आवरसेल्व्स आर नॉट प्रैक्टिसिंग अपॉन इस्लाम। ए मेरे अल्लाह, तू हमें माफ फरमा दे। या अल्लाह, हरमैन शरीफैन की हिफाजत फरमा। या अल्लाह, प्रोटेक्ट मक्का मुकर्रमा and Madina Tayyiba from all the fitnas that are being poured into these places. Ey mere pyare khuda, save these mubarak places. Save Masjid-e-Aqsa from the evil designs of the enemies of Masjid-e-Aqsa. Ey mere pyare khuda, mujahideen-e-Islam ki madad farma. Kashmir ke mujahideen ki madad farma. Palestine ke mujahideen ki madad farma. Chechnya ke mujahideen ki madad farma. Sare alam ke mujahideen ki madad farma. South Africa aur pure mulk ke mujahideen ki madad farma. اے اللہ اسلام کو زندہ فرما یا اللہ let the winds of hidayat in Islam blow throughout the continents یا اللہ let the people see the beauties of Islam in our lives اے میرے پیارے خدا whatever sins we have committed forgive them our lives which are remaining give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you اے اللہ give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you یا اللہ don't cause any kind of embarrassment or shame and disgrace and humiliation to come upon us or any part of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, they made so much of sacrifices of their lives, of their wealth, of their children, of their properties, so that Islam and Iman may reach us. Ey mere Allah, we showed no appreciation for those sacrifices. My beloved Rasul, that sinless masoom Rasul, that beloved of yours, oh Allah, we cannot see just one drop of the blood of our beloved little child oozing out of his body. Ey Allah, but for the sake of Deen, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was stoned in Taif, his shoes Mubarak became filled with his Mubarak blood. Ey Allah, how the angels must have been crying at that time. Ya Allah, but the blood of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam oozed for the sake of the Ummat. Ya Allah, in Uhud he was stoned, he fell unconscious, his teeth were shattered. Ya Allah, thorns were placed in his path. Ya Allah, so much of difficulties, trials and hardships. Ya Allah, so much of torture and sacrifices yet to be suffered. Ey mere pyare khuda, he stood whole night in prayer until his feet swelled. So much of duas he made for the ummat. Ey Allah, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted in Shaab ibn Abi Talib. Oh Allah, the time came over them when they had to chew the leather to survive. Ey Allah, you could have sent angels with food from Jannat for them. But oh Allah, it was a lesson for the ummat to come that do not forget these sacrifices of my beloved Nabi. Oh Allah, they could sacrifice their lives for the sake of your deen and for your muhabbat. Today we cannot sacrifice our sins for the sake of your deen. Television hum nahi chhod sakte. Ya Allah, where there is so much of filth, we are still finding justification in the name of 5% and 10% of that which may be some kind of permissibility. اے اللہ ہم جیسے گنہگار اور گندے اے میرے پیارے خدا یہ تو محض تیرا فضل ہے کہ you are keeping us alive یا اللہ We cannot give up the sins of our life. We cannot give up adultery and fornication. We cannot give up going to the casinos. We cannot give up our cinemas and theatres. We cannot give up, oh Allah, our illicit love relationships. Ey mere Allah, aaj raat hame sachi toba ki taufeeq ata farma. Give us the courage and the himmat, oh my Allah, to make a sincere intention of not returning to those sins again. For they will bring nothing in our lives except restlessness and anxieties. Ey Allah, ab to raham farma. Daily janazas are leaving. Every day we are hearing of janazas. People are dying suddenly, oh my Allah. Accidents are taking away our brothers and sisters. Shooting cases are taking away our brothers and sisters. Oh Allah, natural deaths are taking away our brothers and sisters. Ya Allah, so many people have already left and one day we have to go in the same direction. We don't know when the angel of death is going to come. Ya Allah, don't let Malakul Maut find us in the casino, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let Malakul Maut find us in a disco. Don't let Malakul Maut find us in any kind of haram, entertainment and pleasure. Don't let the angel of death find us
Oh my Allah, in adultery or fornication, don't let him find us in a hotel room with some prostitute or with somebody from the escort agency. Hey Allah, these sins are becoming so prevalent. Ya Allah, don't let him find us popping drugs and tablets into our mouths. We don't know when he is going to strike. We are hearing and we are reading and we are listening of sudden deaths by the thousands all over. Ay, mere Allah, ab to hume ehsas ata farma. Ab to ehsas ata farma. Kab tak hum gunah karte rahenge? Ya Allah, give us a taste and enjoyment of Iman. Give us the sweetness of Iman in our hearts. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to taste the enjoyment of Iman. Ay Allah, hamein Iman ki daulat se mala mal farma. Deen ka kaam jis line se bhi ho raha hai, qubool farma. Tabligh ki mehnat qubool farma. Dawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Unke ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Ay Allah, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Hamare mashayikh ki mehnat qubool فرما مدارس مساجد کی محنت قبول فرما دار العلوم کی محنت قبول فرما whoever is doing any deen work in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah oh Allah bless them with ikhlas in their efforts and accept the good deeds which they are doing and bless them oh my Allah with the best in this world and the akhirah ya Allah رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم all the duas of goodness that he made for us bless us with that goodness bless our parents with that goodness our wives and children with that goodness the entire ummat with that goodness our parents our wives and children brothers and sisters whosoever may have passed away oh by Allah fill their graves with noor bless them with jannatul firdaus and give sabr jameel and ajr azim to those that they have left behind ya Allah all the fitna and mischief and corruption from which my Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us, protect our wives and children, protect our parents, protect our brothers and sisters, protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, jiska bhi hum par ihsan hai, teri shayan-e-shan unko jazay-e-khair ata farma. Ay Allah, Rasul-e-Pak, sahaba-e-kiram, tabi'in, tabi'in, hamare mashayikh, ulama-e-kiram, ہمارے والدین ہمارے بہت سے دوست احباب بھائی بہن جس کا بھی ہم پر احسان اے اللہ تو تیری طرف سے ان کو شاہ نشان جزائے خیر عطا فرما اے اللہ ہمیں زندہ رکھ اسلام اور ایمان پر اور موت دے اسلام اور ایمان پر او مائی بلوڈ اللہ all the دعاز نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام میڈ اسپیشلی ان حجۃ الوداع فور اس یا اللہ بلیس اس ود all that goodness اینڈ پروٹیکٹ اس فرام all those فتنہز وی ار بینگ بمبارڈڈ اینڈ لیشڈ بائی فتنہز فرام اور رائٹ فرام اور لیفٹ فرام ان فرنٹ اف اس اینڈ behind us, from above us and beneath us. Oh my Allah, protect us in these times of fitna. Make us yours, oh my Allah. Whatever we have asked, give it to us. And what we haven't asked, give it to us. Ay Allah, hum toh mangte, mangte bhi thak jate hai. Ay Allah, jo manga, wo bhi ata farma. Aur jo nahi manga, wo bhi ata farma. Give us the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina azab an-nar. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقينا عذاب النار اے اللہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما ان اللہ وملائکته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله